afternoon, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Getting after it on a Friday. We got Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock. I've got my official Big Four selections coming up. My picks between the Broncos game, the Buffs game, the Rams game, the Bears game. I know right now Hooligans are challenging me because I didn't have a great showing last night. Thursday night special. We'll get to that in a moment. I have some news, Colfax. This is big news, and I need the Hooligans to pay attention. You got to pay attention on this, okay? We have a brand new text line. So even if you text on the old one, you got to text the new one. You don't have to text KFK or anything to that. So write this number down. Save this in your phone right now as the KFKA text line or the whole show text line. What Hooligan hotline? It's 888-530-0043. Write it down. 888-530-0043. That is the brand new First Advantage text line. Get involved. If you're confused, you can't get in, call the hotline, 970-353-1310. And we got our first texter on that today from the 805. Where is that space? Is Mars or something? I don't even know. Where is that texter? 805 getting in on the rant. Oh, we got a juicy Power to Play sports poll question. The 805 here, if he texts again, he gets a nickname. Or you give us your nickname. That's the option. Dr. Tony Frank messed up the Big 12 invite due to his mismanagement of the department. And going without an AD, talking about CSU, without an AD after firing Jack Graham. Yep, the Big 12 has kind of made it official, right? That's the big one. The Big 12 votes to accept adding BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF to the conference. No Colorado State. So it's official. We're getting back to 12 teams. I'm surprised the Boise State was not on this list. Was that considered? Were they considered? But, I mean, again, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, those are legitimate teams. From the 805, last week was only the second time Adazio had a QB with over 300 yards. CSU do any research on their hires? It is heating up, isn't it? We are heating up with this whole head coach debate. My goodness. You've got a situation now where I do think that Rams fans, the pressure, you're no longer in a must-win to save your season. You're in a must-win to save your job now. I mean, I'm not saying 0-2 gets Adazio fired, but Vanderbilt is bad. They're an SEC school, but they are awful, and the pressure is on Colorado State. Again, the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Ventura, California is where we're getting that. How about that, Colfax? We're getting near L.A.? Wow! You can listen to us online, 1310kfk.com, via the TuneIn app, whatever, and get involved. This texter's going to deserve a nickname, Colfax. I don't know. I mean, Ventura is pretty cool. Ace? Do we go Ace? I'm kind of feeling it, but that's the rule of the show. You text the program, and if you don't give us a nickname, Colfax usually derives your nickname based on one of your texts. So hopefully your first thing is not like, I like stinky farts, because that would be a weird nickname for you. Again, Hooligans, new text line, 888-530-0043. Get involved, and you don't have to subscribe or anything. Bam, it's easier for you. We just made it easier to get at us here on the whole show. Man, last night. All right, first off, I lost. I got, this is what you call a bad beat. Tampa Bay wins 31-29. I picked them to win, but I also picked them to cover the 8.5-point spread. That was at the time I made the pick. They were well on their way. Chris Godwin fumbles the football inside the 3, and Dallas ends up responding with a touchdown, or with a field goal, excuse me, and Tampa Bay goes down and wins the game. But man, you got to think they go up 9 there, and then the pressure's on Dallas to score. Could they have done it? Maybe. Dak Prescott was on fire. How about these quarterbacks last night? How about this way to start the NFL season? Tom Brady, 32 of 50, 379 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Dak Prescott, 42 of 58. 108 passes were thrown in this game last night, Colfax. 108, 403 passing yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. Dak, Tom, they were lights out.
They have success on this drive, and that pass is caught by Godwin for the touchdown. Now Prescott throws, and it's going to be caught in the end zone by Amari Cooper. Touchdown.
Brady, the fake and rolling and throwing,
and that'll be caught. And that's Rob Gronkowski, the 101st touchdown of his career. Prescott to the end zone, and it's going to be caught. Amari Cooper with a touchdown.
At the age of 44, Brady steps up, avoids the rush, throws, caught, touchdown, Antonio Brown.
Here they come, after Brady, throws, caught, Gronkowski to the end zone, touchdown, Tampa Bay.
This was, I mean, fireworks. That's perfect, Colfax. Fireworks. That's what this game was all about. It was absolutely insanity. It was a great game. I hated the fact that I had my reputation on the line because it was one of those where you could just sit back and enjoy it. But I got a reputation, Colfax. So we lost the first Thursday night special. I feel bad about it, but I'll get back after it. We're going to be all right. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about this. Chris Godwin doesn't fumble the football, and I think we got it. So, all right. 12-12 the time. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. And this has got some people heating up. I was on Rams Weekly last night. 5 o'clock, that show hits. I do it with Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire of the Fort Collins, Colorado. We're talking about, you can't fire Steve Addazio this year, right? He gets a whole pass, doesn't he? Thanks, Eastside Chris, for that, by the way. So that's the poll question. Is there any chance CSU head coach Steve Addazio loses his job at the end of only his second season, first full season? It's so bizarre that we're already at this point, man. They just hired the guy. We just had the whole, you're a dude, I'm a dude, Rams horns, knuckles, and all that stuff. And here we are. 52% of the hooligans say yes. 48% say no. He needs at least another year. I'm of the mindset you go 2 years minimum. You have to go 2 years. I'd like, ideally, to go 3 because, Colfax, you got to get your guys in, your recruits, your style of football. Now, because he only had the half year last year and the recruiting scene was what it was, I mean, Zoom calls and all that junk, I'm inclined to say you probably got to go next year. But what if they go winless? If they go winless, would that be enough for this program to just say, nah, we need to actually move on now. We need to start the hall. I'm telling you, man, if they would have hired Tony Alford, who was a CSU guy, a young guy coming up, there would be zero pressure. It'd be like McCaffrey, but different. You give guys like that. Look at Scott Frost in Nebraska. You know that they're going to give him a lot more room than any other coach because that's their native son. That's their guy. I'm looking in the past records for CSU, you know, just looking at their, you know, where, you know, 1-3, 4-8, 3-9, 7. Have they ever had a winless season? Is a win? I mean, again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I think when they were in the WAC. 1981, they went 0-12. I was -5. So 1962 was negative something. 0-10. I mean, again, you go, folks. I'm not like overdoing this at all. Tomorrow night is absolutely colossal for Colorado State for the future of this program. If they do not win tomorrow night, you look at the rest of the schedule. Pick out the wins for me. I mean, seriously. Just looking around. I know it's only 2 weeks in, but when you lose to South Dakota State, an FCS school, trust me, Vanderbilt's having the same conversation with their radio shows today. They're saying the exact same thing. If you lose, and they got a brand new coach, so they have a little bit more room. But if you lose to CSU, your season is done because find the wins. These are supposed to be, they're looking at this saying this is one of our only chances. And I hate that it's come that way, but when you lose to an FCS school by 19 points, you didn't just lose, you didn't just not cover the spread, you didn't just lose by 5, you didn't just lose by a touchdown or lose by 10, you lost by 19 points to an FCS opponent. That kind of loss changes everything. Crazy weekend. Ace gets us involved in that. I was going to talk a little Tom Brady, Dak Prescott. Boy, Dak Prescott didn't look like he missed a beat, did he? Man, he was good. There goes all those concerns. Every time he ran, tried to run. Tampa Bay's defense is a little bit of a concern. There you go, Dixon. I'm a little worried about Tampa Bay's defense at this stage, because they were not getting any pressure whatsoever on Dak. I mean, maybe got one sack. There was a couple of times, but for the most part, Dak was able to pick them apart. Same thing happened with Tampa Bay. I still feel very good about my Super Bowl pick. This defense should get better. Tom Brady, dude, I saw the Matrix preview. They got a new Matrix coming out, Koufax. I don't know what the hell's going on in it, but it looks good. And I'm just thinking, Tom Brady is Neo. He was pulled out of the Matrix and told that this is the real world now. He comes back into the Matrix to screw around and win football games. Like, he's Neo. That's what Neo would do if he was just screwing around. I'm going to go play sports and mess with these computerized people. That's Tommy Bones, man. That's who he is. What a game. What a weekend it's going to be. What a great way to start off that football weekend. I mean, if we're giving out themes early on, pressure's on a few of these teams. Denver and New York, I mean, that there's a lot of pressure there. Mr. 0-7, Vic Fangio, 0-7 in September. Even if you lose to New York, yeah, suddenly the pressure is like, whoa, okay, well, if you go 1-2, are we done? Make no mistake about it, Denver's feeling pressure this weekend. CSU, colossal pressure. Probably the most pressure they've felt in 10 years or more. CU going to play in Texas A&M? There's no pressure there. Maybe just not get blown out. The Bears? You're worried about a letdown game. I'm going back and forth with Jerry Shemley. He says these two teams are pretty evenly matched for the most part. Eastside Chris, you guys are getting so technical. Keep the old man down. Loved rockin' Koufax. What else can he give us? I'm sure the stage yesterday was filled with panties, I'm sure. How about that Kansas City offensive line? We haven't seen him yet still. Still haven't seen him. On paper, they might look fantastic, but they haven't worked together yet. It's a brand new group. Although, I worry about Tampa Bay's defense a little bit after watching what Dallas did to him. What a game. Football's back, man. It's fantastic. It was really fun last night. I don't even care that I lost my Thursday night special. The DraftKings special was like Tampa Bay plus 76. You're losing money not to take that, Koufax. That's all they get you, man. 19 minutes after the hour, do you want to thank Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies? Their website is orthohealth.com. OCR Sports Medicine Physicians have been the official orthopedic group for the Colorado Eagles since 2003, providing team and game coverage at every home game. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Go to their website, orthohealth.com. 19 minutes after the hour. Quick break. Reminder, got a brand new text line. It's 888-530-0043. That is our brand new First Advantage text line. You don't have to subscribe or anything. Just get in. 888-530-0043. Short break. The Big 12. We'll get into that. What does the future look like there? And are we finally done with all of this talk about CSU moving on to a Power 5 conference? Or is there even more expansion? Could the Big 12 consider to the Big 14? You know, the more teams you have, maybe the more TV revenue you get. We'll find out. We'll talk about it next.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Thanks for being with us here. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Shout out to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in Greeley, Evans area. Let the Mosier family help you through such a tough time. They got services as unique as life. They got a simple motto, to live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robiner, a member of their great staff, a call today. Their website is Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, MosierFuneralService.com. First Advantage text line, brand new text line. This is going to take me forever, isn't it, Colfax, to figure this out. The brand new number to text us. You don't have to subscribe or anything. It's 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043 to get involved. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Huh. Is there any chance CSU head coach Steve Addazio loses his job at the end of his second season and really his first full season? And I kind of like what Kevin Lytle says. It's hard for us to say, Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and to say, well, last year didn't count. He still got paid $1 million. So it's like, it's hard to say that those years don't count. I understand that. Let's see. I love these comments. LOL. He's coached 5 games. Wow. I don't know. What is WAFG? What the actual blank? And then J or J. I don't know what the J means. Yeah, he's coached 5 games. And one of those games, you got blown out by an FCS opponent. The hire was interesting anyway. We'll see what tomorrow's like. Joe Parker ultimately said, hey, the fan support wasn't there for Bobo. What's it going to be like for Steve Addazio? What's it going to be like? I mean, listen, I'm rooting hard. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Rams. You guys know that. I'm going as a fan tomorrow night with the common folk. Signing autographs. Hopefully the fans part like the Red Sea when I walk through. Yeah, let him sit. Just don't bother me. I'm just there to watch the game. Please leave me be. It's like it was in Boulder last weekend. Couldn't even watch the game. So busy signing autographs. Listen, fan support is a big deal. It's a business at the end of the day. And if you're not getting fan support, which they did last week, I'm very curious to see how we follow this one up. Texture here would be rare. Year two, last year counts. It does, but they played, 4 games? 1-3. Did beat Wyoming. It's got to have some staying power. Unfortunately, no. From Rams hot. Parker should be fired first from Big Apple Ram. Well, Parker's going to be in some hot water for sure. No question. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It is a colossal weekend, like I said, for Colorado State, for the future of their program, for the immediate future of their program. When you lose to South Dakota State like that, it's one of those games that just rocks everything. You know, I predicted them to win 6 games. I feel extremely concerned about that right now. That was one of them. Is there 5 wins on this schedule after seeing you lose by 19? I mean, Vanderbilt, I'll give you picks later, but technically that's a winnable game. The Rams are favored. Toledo, that's winnable, but they're tougher than people think. That's on the road. That's in Ohio. Iowa, I mean, they're going to beat pretty much everybody. San Jose State, that's rough. I mean, again, we can go through the list. We can go through the whole thing here. But you guys know what it is. You've looked at the schedule. Home schedule gets tough. Got the Lonster on the First Advantage hotline. What's happening, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. It is a big weekend in football, my friend.
I'll tell you what, it didn't get better until last night was just the tip of the iceberg.
Were you surprised that Dak Prescott was so sharp in his first outing in a while?
Yes, I was. I thought this guy would be flat or something.
Yeah, me too. I thought so too. But this Cowboys offense gave Tampa Bay everything. I mean, I thought when Tampa Bay went down and scored 7-0 quickly, I thought it was going to be a blowout. I'm feeling great about my Thursday night special, Onster. But Dallas stayed in it, and they got the lead late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they did. It's too bad that he dropped that ball right at the 2-yard line.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on, you got to be kidding, you know?
Yeah, fumble. Chris Godwin fumbled too, and that really messed up the spread there because Dallas would have been down 9 with trying to get a touchdown. They had to get a touchdown. They were down by 2 scores anyway, so it didn't matter. So you're likely thinking the game plan completely changes, but it was fun, man. It was great to see it.
It really is. In fact, I had that game on. I had your game on, too, at the same time.
Loved it. It was a fun game on the prep side last night, too, with Severance and Platte Valley. So that was a great time.
Yeah, that was. Hey, on the CSU thing, I'd say give the guy at least a couple of years and see what he does.
With CSU for Addazio, so you're saying this year's kind of a whole pass, as Eastside Chris has said? It's a whole pass?
Yeah, I really do believe that. It kind of proves it, too.
What if they lose every game this year?
You know what? Maybe, I don't know. That one, I'm not real sure about that one.
Because if you don't beat Vanderbilt tomorrow, Lonster,
right.
I'm having a hard time finding 2 wins.
Yeah, I'd say maybe New Mexico. And
that's the one. That's
it. And the others, you're treading on thin ice on that real quick.
Utah State looked pretty good in their outing last week, so you got to wonder, is that as winnable? And that's on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Boise State at Wyoming, Air Force, Hawaii, but that's in Hawaii, so that's always tough.
Yeah, that is too, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's a scary time. That's why, you know, I love games like this because the pressure, you can feel it in the air. But I'm also like, you know, if I'm a coach, I'm worried. I'm a little worried about tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it's either you better win tomorrow night or who knows what's going to happen here this week after.
Yeah. Lonster, what's for lunch, man?
Oh, are you ready for this?
All right, hang on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. We went and got lunch today. So I had shrimp, fries, and coleslaw, and it was delicious.
Did you put some hot sauce on that thing?
You better believe it, buddy. Right on the coleslaw.
Nice, man. Nice. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, it was. It was great. In fact, the first bite, I was thinking of you guys right there.
Hey, that's all I can ask for, man, just to kind of be a part of that journey with you.
Hey, there you go, you know.
Oh, man. Lonster, appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, too.
All right, give us some picks. Let us know. Folks, call in, text in, whatever. What do you think? We got my big four. Broncos, Bears, Buffs, and Rams. I'm going to give you my NFL lock. I'm going to give you my college football lock of the week. We'll get to that. We're going to start getting our picks up there. Don't worry. All right. The new First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it, Colfax? 888-530-0043. Get involved. Noob says CU is going to get worked tomorrow. The spread last I checked was 16.5. Do you think that the Buffs will cover that? We'll discuss that and so much more. I will get to the Big 12 thing. Let's talk about it. A lot of game previews coming up with Football Friday starting at 1. You don't want to miss it. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears Headmen's Basketball Coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears!
Thirty-eight minutes after the hour. Great spot to watch the game last night. No doubt the best spot to watch football in the Northern Colorado area, man. Tilted Barrel in Loveland. You got to try this place out. They got happy hour going on from 2 to 6. So get over there. Start this weekend off with a bang. Half price appetizers, $5 well wine or draft drinks. And they got TVs everywhere. It's like when you sit down at one of their individual tables off to the south portion of the Tilted Barrel, they have a TV. It's like it's your own little spot to sit and watch the tube. So check them out. Tell them we sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Is there any chance CSU head coach Steve Addazio loses his job at the end of only his second season, first full season? And you guys are pretty torn on this. It's a pretty interesting poll question today. 50-50 now. I mean, this thing has gone like this all day. I checked this morning, and it was back and forth. It was, yes, primarily leading. Let me see. I just refreshed. Now it's 51%. No, he needs at least another year. So go vote at theholeshow.com. I'm curious to get your thoughts. Rams Nation is listening. The Whole Show rocks. Get Lobster a gift certificate? Lobster? Is that the nickname? We gotta figure that out, Colfax. We got the text there from the 970. Ram Nation is listening. The Whole Show rocks. Get Lobster a gift certificate? That's a good nickname right there, man. Noob says, the best game of the weekend is Air Force versus Navy in Arlington, Texas. Yeah, because, well, obviously for more reasons than just football, right? On the 20th anniversary. Can you believe that? 20th anniversary of 9/11. When everything was rocked. This is a sports show. The sports world was rocked. Remember that? Ed McCaffrey, the UNC Bears head coach, he broke his leg against the Giants. And the very next day, everything changed. I was a freshman in high school, walking into the lobby, and the senior at the time was one of our seniors, just walked through and said, "Hey, did you guys see what's going on?" And then that day, all the teachers just, you remember those old school TVs, and they push them out on those like tray things? That's what was on. We didn't do any kind of history or learning or anything like that. We all just sat and watched the news. And the teachers kind of gave us the option. If you want to go sit in the lobby and study, but you had to be in the lobby. Or you could just go to rooms and see what was happening. It was a terrible, terrible time. And I don't, you know, nobody knew what was going on for the longest time. So, yes, 20 years. Wow. Texter from 970. Whole show? Question mark? Yes. This is it. Great to be with you. We need nicknames, though. Get Lobster a gift certificate. Like, that's blowing my mind. It's going to be there. I just want to know if that's your nickname. from the 970, UNC Charter just flew over campus in Greeley. Pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Heck yeah. Flight Aware Tracker. Dude, we're getting some smart listeners anymore. Some very smart listeners. Monster. Thank you, Weld County Swami. That's what we're talking about. Did he mean Lonster? Yes, that's what he meant. Okay. But I still want to give that guy a nickname. I still want to call him Lobster. Can we do that? Is that cool with you? Let's make that happen. Do you need to get Lonster a gift card? That way he could just go around. He thought it was Lobster. Now I kind of want to call Lonster Lobster. Come on, 970. Can you give us your blessing? We want you to be Lobster. Can you? All right, then you have 12. You have 12 seconds to come up with your own nickname. Otherwise, you are Lobster. That's the way this works. The new First Advantage text line. I'm glad you guys are taking to it. It's 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. But if you're texting the show, there's a rule here. Hooligans, you deserve nicknames. You have to be nicknamed. Colfax typically takes something from your first text if they don't give us a text, and then you make it happen. What is that one?
Joey B, the real AD. I think that's what that reads.
I like it.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's kind of a mouthful.
It's complicated, but it's good. It's all right. Not everybody can just be noob. Right? we gotta have, you know, we got Ace in the mix too. Some new texters getting involved. Love it. First Advantage text line again is 888-530-0043. That's a good nickname. We're going with that. Although I really liked Lobster. That was kind of cool. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Go vote there. There you can check out blogs. All of our podcasts are available there. And stories throughout Northern Colorado. Is there any chance CSU head coach Steve Addazio loses his job at the end of only his second season, first full season? And it's torn. Ram Nation seems to be torn. 51% to 48%. Well, the pressure was on CSU because of many reasons. The stadium, the controversy from last year that we all know, whether it was in the Coloradoan, and the Big 12 stuff, the Big 12 dreams. Hell, there's a guy that's a friend of mine who has a Facebook page that's called CSU to the Big 12. I guess that's going to be changed because it was official. ESPN reported on it earlier. The Big 12 presidents and chancellors voted on Friday to accept BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF into the conference. In a statement, the Big 12 said the four schools were approved unanimously by the eight continuing members. Individual boards are set to formally accept later Friday. And from what my discussion was yesterday with on Rams Weekly that airs every Thursday at 5 with Kevin Lytle, that most of the consideration, maybe 80% plus of the consideration, is about your football program. They take your football program into account. The Rams missed the boat. McElwain won, was it 10 or 11, his final year? And then you had a nice transition from McElwain to Bobo. Bobo was still able to win 7 games, and we were all surprised. Wow, first-time head coach coming in. Georgia offensive coordinator changing some things up. Still good. You know why it worked, though, Colfax? You know why that transition worked so well? Because what was McElwain? An offensive mind. What was Bobo? An offensive mind. And then you make that transition, and it's tough because you can't expect that first season or two to go easily if you have two totally different coaches. Not saying that that's not the plan. That's not what you should do. Just saying that those of you that are voting fire Addazio if he loses this weekend or whatever, you do have to take into consideration. You got a completely different brand of football. It takes a little while to take hold. I'm not a fan of firing coaches much after two, you know, much before 3 years. I think you need a few years to really develop your program. Weld County Swami, is there an option that he never should have been hired? It was a clunky hire, wasn't it? Supposed to be maybe Butch Jones. Texter from the 334. Where are we there? Where is that, Colfax? Man, people are just texting from all over the place. What's up, whole show? Ready for two full days on the couch watching football. Go Bears! We got a Bears text. Good. We're going to get into UNC, Houston Baptist coming up this weekend as well. We got to talk all things UNC, Houston Baptist, CSU Vanderbilt, CU Texas A&M. Putting money on the Buffs to cover 16.5 points. Brendan Lewis, 100 yards. They got to run. They got to run. Look at all these texts. I love it. Joey, what is this? What is this? Joey B, the real AD. I love that. Ram Nation handle. Great show, fellas. Finally, a Northern Colorado radio show that talks Rams, Bears, and more, etc. Bring back McElwain. Bring back Jack Graham. You know, there was a part of me that when they were in the hiring process last year was like, or what, 2 years ago? Don't know. Time and space have no meaning anymore. I was like, do you call Jim? Do you call McElwain and say, hey, you know, I know you left us high and dry, but you won't come back? Try it again? Is that so far-fetched? I kind of thought maybe. Noob says maybe they need a head coach with a dirty mind instead of an offense or defensive mind. Just a thought. Because of Butch? Hall of Famers should have input for naming the non-technical texters. I don't think we trust the Hall of Famers on that. We have so new texters, new listeners, whatever. We got a new text line, so we're bringing in new people. Apparently, it's the easiest text line to remember. There's status, right? There's Hall of Famers, and there's hooligans. Then there's one arch nemesis, and that's Dixon. He's out there somewhere thinking about how much he hates John Elway and Von Miller. Thinking about how big this first game one is against the Browns for his Chiefs coming up. So there's that. If you listen to the show in any capacity, if you get involved, if you text the show, if you tweet at us, you Facebook, whatever, if you do that kind of stuff, you're a hooligan. You're a hooligan for life now. To be a Hall of Famer, though, you got to be memorable. Hall of Famers are memorable. If I can think of you quickly and go, oh, yeah, here's a bunch of nicknamed hooligans. Eastside Chris had to work for that, didn't he? He worked to get in there. He's now in. He's now in the mix. Well, County Swami, it's only fair for the work we've put in to name them. I'm all for us getting to name the newbies. That's dangerous, man. You guys are just going to come up with... I mean, we let the hooligans take over the show on Top Text Tuesday, and 90% of you guys talk about the den, the strip club in Wyoming. So what about your past would make me want to ever let you name new texters? We couldn't say the names on the air. It's dangerous, folks. All right, keep texting the program. Bring us your nicknames. Get in. Could UNC beat CSU in football this season? Was that our Wednesday poll question? Right now, don't you feel like... I think I said it would be close, but I feel like CSU edges out the Bears. That's where I kind of sat. But I feel like it's going to be a good game, at least at this stage. I'm ready to see what's going to happen this weekend. 49 minutes after the hour. Take a short break. Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock. We are going to get into it, man. Going to get you some previews. New texters, give us a nickname, because we got a brand new text line, nice and shiny. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. We'll be right back.
Catch the Ellis and Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Five minutes until we shift over to a Football Friday. And we are going to get your picks. I want who you're rooting for, who you're paying attention to. I want it all. Because we know this show, we do the big four. We got the Broncos, we got the Bears, we got the Buffs, we got the Rams. And it's going to be crazy. We blocked out this full hour. Normally we get our several correspondents, several interviews on. But not on Football Friday. We bust into it, and we're just going to have some fun with it. Because I'm telling you, man, this is a very important weekend of football. Not so much for CU necessarily, but because, again, it's Texas A&M. I'll just be curious if they can hang in. But for everybody else, it's a really big stage. You know, UNC was on a huge stage against CU last week. There's momentum behind this football program for the first time in 10-plus years. Can they keep that momentum? Can they get the win tomorrow? That game, of course, will be heard right here on 103.1, 1310 KFKA, and 1310KFKA.com. That's going to be a big one. I mean, is it going to be a letdown game? Houston Baptist, that's a team, I guess, that, you know, according to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, very evenly matched with UNC. So getting off to a great start, get Dylan McCaffrey rolling. And, yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be big if they can get this win. This team doesn't win a lot of games. UNC has not had that history. Had Ernest Collins Jr. in 10-plus years, had 2 years, I think it was 10 years, 2 years of six wins, and the rest, 2-3 is what you're kind of averaging. Huge weekend. We're going to get to it all, man. Football Friday coming right up. Game Beer of the Week from On the Rocks Liquor. This one's Chunkin' Punkin' from Crabtree Brewing. Pick up selections from Crabtree or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. Cool off by picking up some alcohol-infused ice cream by La Creme. When you stop by, it's wonderful. It's great. Still hot out. Stupid. Hate it. But you need some ice cream. And what's better than alcohol-infused ice cream? Football Friday coming up next. Buckle up, hooligans.